Welcome to Reflecting God. I listened intently as each man stood, rattled off his prison number, his sentence, and the nature of his crime, usually with bowed head. Two shared their story in detail, punctuated in the end by this powerful declarative statement, "Don't follow me." Most of these men were serving life sentences without the possibility of parole, the vilest offenders. Yet these men glowed with the radiance of Christ's incredulous pardon for them. They had found their hope. They now yearned to live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. These men were members of the Christian organization, prisoners actively involved in community endeavors. I was there, behind bars, to speak at their prayer breakfast. Yet in a surprising turn of events, they were the ministers that day. I was the humble recipient of grace overflowing from their faith and love. I have never given more joyful thanks to the Father. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.